Welcome to Minute Impossible. It's Friday. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate with us the Mission Impossible franchise, 1 minute at a time. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Chris.
I'm Niall.
From the depths of Gotham, it is I, John.
Hey, welcome back for one last day with John and Niall from the Bat Minute podcast. Welcome back, gentlemen.
Oh. Hey, thank you for having us.
Yeah. Take your shirts off and please join me in this giant rubber box.
I've had my shirt off the whole time.
Well, that's what I thought. It's funny how you guys do it across the pond. You guys take your shirts off. I take my pants off, so that's weird. We're at minute 60. We're 1 hour into this minute. We're 1 hour into this movie, gentlemen, and we now are learning a little bit more about what they're trying to get out of Mr. McCloy. A little bit, not much. This minute begins with McCloy seeing a ghost and ends with Nick Horovitz giving him some bad news. So the doc's back.
One thing,
hey,
he's alive.
He's back. One thing I have to say, and I mourn its loss in general, is that, and really emphasize here because of the position, you know, Brendan Gleeson's lying and the other one lying down, like your chin's not going to be in too flattering an angle and stuff. But most of the time, Brendan Gleeson in recent years has had like a really mighty beard, which is,
yes,
and I believe he shaved it for the Ballad of Buster Scruggs. He's in that briefly, and it's just like, why? If you have a beard that good, why would you ever shave it?
But probably because he can grow it back in a day.
I hope so. I really hope so. I hope it's not like, because that was the same with Mark Hamill after The Last Jedi. It's like, oh, he looked awesome with that beard, and then he shaved it. It's like, dude, what are you doing? That looked amazing.
Yeah,
but I mourn his absence here because I think it would have helped make him look a little less worse for wear as he's lying here.
Yeah, I don't like clean shaven, sweaty Brendan Gleeson.
No,
I want him smooth.
No.
John, why are you all about smooth, man?
I'm a smooth dude.
That's it.
You are a smooth dude.
You see, the top of John's head, like, cause like, oh, well, I shave my head.
I've seen
too,
it.
But it's like John's is like, oh, it's like freaking like, the skin's almost coming off. He shaves it.
Oh, does he like really do it? Like hardcore, like you don't even see like follicles type thing.
It's like, oh yeah, I take a razor blade to that like every 2 days.
But it's like, oh no, it's intense, man. Because like, I'm wearing a hat most of the time, so I'm just like, oh yeah, just let it grow out a little bit. Maybe once every 2 weeks or so, I'll be like, oh, I better shave this. But John's like, no, every time it looks like it's a fresh shave.
Yeah,
you almost see the blood still trickling down behind his ears. So.
Sometimes that's true, unfortunately.
Yeah, my hair's thinning on top a little bit. I'm still very hirsute. But if it ever gets to that point, I will shave my head. And I'm like, oh man, what if I, cause I'll be that person that will want the like clean shave. And if you go to a barber and have it done, it's expensive and stuff. I'll be like, I have to do it myself. I got to get like a straight, like one of those barber razors and take it to my head. I'm like, I'm worried I'm going to cut my own ear off.
I will say that's the one major benefit of going bald is like, nope, don't have to worry about barbers anymore. All that money you're spending at the hairdressers, you get to save that now. You can buy whatever, like with that, you know, $10 or whatever it would cost you to get a haircut. But like, and then every time you don't have to worry about making small talk or any of that social awkwardness of it, it's like, no, it's all gone. You're free now.
True.
So we see the culmination of the plan that started in the limo with the newspaper, and it's still the newspaper. We were hoping maybe the newspaper would at some point become a viable part of this mission. Nope. They have the doc Nekurovich comes back and is obviously fake, but it's like supposed to be a dream. Is it supposed to be a dream? The way he's talking to him, he kind of talks to him like, oh yeah, you thought I was dead, but I'm not dead. What?
Yeah, surely he should be acknowledging that he's dead.
Yeah. That would make it more trippy, right?
Well, it wasn't. He says he's like, "Oh, you died," and he's like, "I'm a bit tired, but dead's a bit much." I think is that the line he says.
Yeah,
yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, but what are you doing? Like, are you trying to make him think, "Oh, I faked my own death,"
something like that,
and now I'm out for revenge. And by the way, I printed out a newspaper. I have that power now. I'm going to go back to that stupid newspaper every chance I get because it's like, oh, it makes no sense.
Though he did try to force it in. He had to shove it in under like the little tent there. Like, you remember this newspaper? Like, no.
Oh, kind of like an English letterbox. Just slide that right in there, right?
I also like, you may have brought this up already. I don't know. But the lack of imagination with this scientist. They've just gone, yeah, just make him look like Einstein. Oh, that's fine. That'll do.
We've not talked about him as a lack of imagination. As he is boilerplate Russian scientist.
Yeah, that's exactly what you picture when someone says, oh, yeah, he's like a scientist. He works in a lab. He does bioscience or something. This is the guy I would sketch up.
Yep. This is like, I remember one time I, back when I was trying to like act and stuff, I did like, you know, little, like just sort of theater work and stuff like that back in university. And I remember I had to, like, they were auditioning for like a young doctor. And like, just like, so, and everyone was playing it like, oh yeah, young hunky doctor or whatever. And then I did the other thing, came in pretty much dressed like this and did a whole big like, hey, I am the doctor, and the full on caricature kind of part of it. Surprisingly didn't get that part, but,
oh
yeah, I think it went to this guy actually, but,
this was the part you were going for.
Well, he always gets these parts. This is his bread and butter. You have a part for a Russian doctor? No problem.
The thing is, I was excited to see this guy, because this guy is instant to me. Like, it's the nice coat guy from Batman Begins. Like, oh, nice.
Yes, we said that originally. I said nice coat. Mm. He's one of those actors. I don't understand his trajectory, like what he's trying to do as an actor. Because sometimes he'll be in a main part, like he's in like a folk band, but he really doesn't do a ton of stuff that is, you know, other than character roles.
No, he also looks like a guy who would be in a folk band as well.
But we all know him. We all know him. He was so good in all these movies that we've seen that we're all like, yeah, it's that guy.
Mm. Well, that's probably a good career in doing that. I mean, work to your strengths. Hollywood is always going to need this guy to play this part.
Mm.
Like he could work forever doing this.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, his name is Rad, R-A-D-E, Rade, Serbeja. It's hard. But you know him from, he's in, like, The Saint. He's in a bunch of movies. I think in The Saint, he's a Russian scientist.
Obviously, Eyes Wide Shut as well. He's the guy who sells, rents the costume to Tom Cruise and stuff, yeah.
Yep, he's a Russian scientist who sells costumes on the side. I assume that's his through line in every movie he's in. He's always a Russian scientist. He just happens to also do other things.
I do hope that, like, if you guys ever, like, reach out to him and you successfully get him on the show, you take the Batman approach of, like, letting him introduce himself. But, like, and here is our very special guest. Like, you don't know how to say my name, do you?
I would ask him. We had a guest last week. No, 2 weeks ago, and he has a different last name on, you know how you guys change your names on Facebook sometimes, like John, your name's Jonathan, but you go by John Finn on Facebook, and he has a different last name on his, and I was like, you're going to have to tell me your last name, and he told it to me, he's like, but it's pronounced this, and I was like, perfect, thank you. That's what, I'm sure he does not go into it assuming you know how to pronounce his name. When you have a Z, a J, a B, and a D, and they're all within 5 letters of each other, you're going to have to tell me how you say your name.
See,
because I don't know how Z, D, D and Z, and I and J, it's like...
Where's he from? That's not Russian, is it? Serbian. I thought it sounded maybe Serbian or something around there. Yeah, because that's not a Russian.
He's from Bunik Korinica.
Oh, okay. I don't know much about Serbia. I had a Serbian friend. That's as close as I can get there. but my name with on social media, Jonfin, is sort of connected almost to Russia. Close.
Excuse me, he's Croatian. Croatian. So, apologize. It's a small town in Croatia. It's where he's from.
See, I'm Jonfin specifically because of the movie and book Everything is Illuminated with Elijah Wood and Eugene Hoots of Goggle Bordello, one of my favorite bands. Because Elijah Wood is playing a character, Jonathan, who goes to Ukraine to learn about his family's history. Because he's an American, but his family are Ukrainian. So he goes there, and nobody can pronounce his name, like Jonathan. So that's how Eugene Hoots is pronouncing it. It's Jonathan. And he's like, no, it's Jonathan. So he has to keep correcting him like every 5 minutes. He can't say it at all.
But I don't want to lease down a rabbit hole over here, guys, but...
Well, that's what this podcast is.
Yeah, but I need to get into this. We do get a nice shot of the Brendan Gleeson nipple here, like where when he's lying down. It's featured very prominently there. It's one of those things. It's like the eye is instantly drawn to it. It's like, I just wonder if Brendan.
I didn't even notice it. Really? So I don't know what you're talking about.
So I remember reading a thing years back where they said, I'm assuming they don't do it now, but like maybe back in the day when they're a bit more, you know, conscious of these things on. Probably on TV and maybe in like softer movies and stuff. But apparently they used to make prop blankets for like when men and women were in bed together, where obviously because they had to have them at the same kind of height when they're sitting up, but they'd have it would be lower cut, so it would go up to a certain point in the man's chest, but you could show the nipples, but then it had to be higher for the woman, so it would cover her breasts and stuff.
Wait, they didn't just like hold the other part up higher?
No, apparently it had to be like a special cut and stuff, maybe just to make it look presentable in film. They're like, no, just do it that way. It's just easier for us to get everyone at the angles and the blocking and stuff.
Yeah, maybe less chance of a slippage.
Yeah, plus it just means the two, that like, the woman's feet don't have to be sticking out in cold, where the guy just has the benefit of having nice toasty feet or something. But like, I never lie, like with this amount, when I'm in bed, that blanket's up all around me and stuff. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would never, even in other things where you see guys casually hanging out in bed with, it's like, oh, it's just down around their waist and stuff. It's like, what the hell are you doing? Oh. Get it up around you, man. Even when I'm doing
something. My neck.
Yeah, even when I'm doing stuff, I'm like, oh, no, I'm huddled up. I'm desperate to get warm. Maybe it's just me because I do start shivering at the slightest breeze on a summer day.
So. This may be also some psychological warfare, because I know I would be very unhappy if I woke up and my shirt was off and my chest was exposed.
Oh, yes. Totally. Yeah.
I would be like, huh? If I woke up like that and I was also tied to a bed. I mean, he is strapped to the bed, so... I that would be the least of my problems, but I'd also be, not only are my hands tied up, but my chest is exposed.
That's the worst bit of all.
Oh, you monsters.
You're checking out the Gleason nipple. My God, they're supposed to be kept secret.
Well, speaking of monsters, you said there, it just made me think the way he keeps calling him my friend. And has anybody ever said my friend in a non-threatening and creepy way? Ever? Nope. Like, your friends don't call you that. Imagine if I just did that to you. Niall, my friend.
You would be like, what do you want, John? Like, what do you want? What
I mean,
want
look at, I mean, the emperor is like, your friends.
Yeah.
Even when you're saying your friends, you know, your friends will find, your friends will not find, you know, find this quite operational.
Oh, he does, right? He does refer to
monster, does it?
But he does refer to Darth Vader as his friend. Like, yeah, rise, my friend. It's like,
that's creepy, though.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, anything in that voice is creepy. I have bacon.
But it's like, yeah. But it's a very. They have a weird relationship because he's always like, "Oh yes, master," but he's like, "Oh yes, my friend." So it's like, oh, there's this power dynamic where he's really groveling, but he's like, "Hey, it's my buddy, Darth Vader." It's like, no. Within the Emperor's head, is very much like, no. You're way down.
My BFF.
I'm calling your friend to be nice, but you ain't my friend. We don't hang out socially when we're not dealing with, you know, rebellion squashing kind of stuff.
You should call him his bestie. Yeah. Right, I stan Vader.
I don't like, because I just don't like, I like that they have him behind the plastic, but at a certain point I'm like, I really wish they had thinner plastic. I'm having problems. I like watching this actor act, and he's acting almost completely behind there.
Mm.
Is that to add to the dreamlike feel, though, that he's kind of hazy?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, because he kind of has woken up to a bright light, and he's definitely disoriented. Mm. So they wanted that thick gauge plastic.
Yeah.
My biggest question for this minute was once...
The nipple.
No, well, beyond the nipple.
Is there another one? Is there a second one?
Yeah, beyond the nipple. There's a bit like when Gleason gets very distraught, and he instantly reaches for the buzzer for the nurse, and it's like he starts pushing that, and like, you know, the doctor's like, oh, you know, there's no point to that. You know, I was just baffled, because if you woke up, you know, you've been abducted, and you're tied to a bed, would you be? Yeah. And someone's talking to you, be like, I better call the nurse. Like,
why would there be a nurse's button?
Yeah, why is there a nurse's button? How does he know that it's there as well? He just woke up. He's like, oh, here's the nurse's button. Thank God for that. She'll come and get all this sorted for me. He's like.
If anything, that's not a nurse's button. That's like a give me more pain medicine button.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was, a morphine thing.
Like a, you know, click. It's like, I don't feel. Oh, okay. Now we can talk. My nipple's out here. Let me.
If my nipples were out like that, I would want morphine. So.
But if you look at it, he doesn't even look down to see that it's there. He instinctively knows there's a thing by my hand. It's designed to call people, as if he's been in hospital loads or something.
It's almost like it's already in his hand. Yeah. Like, they're like, all right, let's get him tied down. He's all still, okay, let's put the plastic bulb on. Did you give him the buzzer that doesn't work? Yes.
Yeah.
More psychological warfare. Is his nipple out? Yes.
Oh, I wonder, though, if they have, like, Because maybe they're like, oh, we're planning to keep him here for a little bit, so we need to have an actual nurse's button in case he needs to go to the toilet or something. And then, like, who gets that sword straw? Is it, like, is Ethan Hunt having to put on a different mask to go out to deal with him?
No, that's Billy. That's Billy 100%.
No, that's Billy's job, yeah. That's
here's my question. How long – I want to see the tape of the doctor. Well, it's Ethan Hunt in a mask. How long do you think he stood there waiting on him to wake up to have that at the foot of his bed?
Oh,
10 minutes? 15 minutes?
I love that because they do it in loads of things. My favorite where they do this is the X-Files. Like someone will be – they'll be in Mulder's house waiting for him, either with evil intent or to slip him some information, you know. And Mulder will come home. It'll be pitch black. So it's, who knows what time it is, 3 a.m. or something. He'll open his front door and there's just a guy sat in his living room chair. How long has the guy sat there? It's the same thing. Like, it could be like 5 hours. I don't know.
Yeah, like welcome, Mr. Bond. You're like, oh my God, how long have you been in that chair?
Yeah, it's the same here. Like, Ethan could have, it could be hours. I think it's a while. You don't get knocked out for 10 minutes generally like that, do you?
I wonder, though, in those situations with like Mulder, like, as he goes to his fridge later and he's like, oh my God, like, my ham's missing. And something goes like, the guy has obviously been there for like hours. He's like, I made myself a sandwich. Like, it's like, someone's been reading my book, but I'm on the wrong page now. What the hell happened?
That'd be amazing.
That's what I would do. Like, that was my job, if I was the stand in the dark and on the corner hitman guy, I would have one of their books, a sandwich, a drink, maybe something personal from their bedroom next to me, and just be like, oh yeah, I'm not only here to kill you, I went through your stuff. I know your secrets. That's psychological warfare.
I'm wearing your underwear.
I think back now,
on the outside.
It was a real problem, though, if like back in the day. Because nowadays, at least, you know, they'd probably go over to the router, just get the Wi-Fi password, and just be sitting on their phone waiting for them to come, like, you know, surfing the web and stuff. But like back in the 90s, like, you would have had to be like, oh, better bring a paper or something, because like, I could be here a while, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, without a phone. Oh. This is before cell phones, so I'm sure Ethan's just standing there, and he's probably, the whole team's like behind some fake wall somewhere, and he's just like, how close are we? He's not moving yet. You know, it's just literally just like him yelling out things. It's like, all right, here he comes.
And you know what would happen in real life? He would wake up just as Ethan had to run off to use the bathroom for a minute.
It's like, I got to go for like 1 second. And he wakes up and there's nothing going on. Yeah. Like, hello? Hello?
That's exactly what would happen. It's like, if at any time I go to use the toilet, the doorbell will go with an Amazon package that I've been waiting on.
How much better would it have been if Ethan squatted down and was below where his feet were, and then as he wakes up and is finally like awake enough and lucid enough, he like slowly rises from the ground. And he's like, hello, old friend.
Greetings.
That's much better. And then, have him on some sort of little dolly where he doesn't have to walk, so he's like Bram Stokering around. He just kind of floats.
Oh my God.
That'd be fun.
Remake this movie, please. George Lucas it, actually. Just put in a new scene.
All right. Let's all get green screens. I'm going to need one of you to be, Niall's going to have to be you since you've done this makeup before. You're going to have to be a Russian doctor. So get ready. Luckily, both of you have no hair, so we can put any sort of prosthetic hair on you both.
It'll
work perfect. Works out perfectly. John, who would you like to be?
Who would I like to be in this scene?
No, in this movie, if you had to be anybody in this movie, who would you be?
The whole movie. I'd be Dougray.
Oh, that's nice.
I refuse to call him his character's name. He's just Dougray Scott. That's okay. I'd be him. I think he's an interesting character.
Can you do a Welsh accent? Yeah, that's a lot of meat. Chris, who would you be? We never have actually asked that. Chris?
Huh, that's a good question. Probably Luther.
I mean, you don't have to stand much. It's nice. It's very comfortable.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
You get paid a lot to sit around. It's awesome.
I want to be Stamp, but knowing what's going to happen to him, I don't want to be Stamp. I think he's the most interesting character. Naya? Maybe Naya?
I don't know. I mean, the Australian fella's pretty cool as well. I don't know his name. The
Billy.
One who's on the team. Yeah.
He is not cool. He is the opposite of cool. He is so lame in this movie.
I mean, like, as to a viewer, it's like I enjoy watching him because it's like his jokes are crap, and that's what makes me.
Oh yeah, he's literally like he's not been miscast in the movie. Well, he has, but he also has been miscast to be on the IMF team.
But that's what's great. That's why it's fun.
Yeah, he's literally like oh, I think he just passed his test yesterday.
Yeah,
like he is barely a spy.
Yeah, he's like the guy who's in the first Hellboy. Who was just there to be like, this is your in to the.
Oh yeah, he's us. He's the audience.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the, you have a secret society that helps fight evil?
Yeah.
I forgot about that guy. Oh my God.
What is his name?
It's Rupert something in real life. It's not Rupert Everett.
Right, but what is his name in the movie? He's just like Wallpaper Man.
Yeah, he's just there. And the thing is like, was there any question of bringing him back from the sequel? Of course not. I'm bringing him back for the sequel.
No, I don't even know. I don't even know. Yeah, no, it was like, I don't even know. Like, if you told me he wasn't in 2, and I've seen 2, I'd be like, he wasn't?
John Myers. That was his name. That was the character name. John Myers. How bland is that?
Actually brought the character back for the remakes. Like, integral to the original, was he? Of course you need that guy there.
Well, that's why this is one of those
movies where Rasputin could have easily been played by the Doctor here.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Or,
Yep.
The John Hurt part, the professor. Although the thing, he's supposed to be English. I don't know if this guy could ever pass for an English.
He looks kind of like him. He's got the crazy hair. He's got the Einstein. Obviously, they had the same costume designer. It's like, I don't know, Einstein.
You know that new Hellboy reboot does have a Gleason in it, though.
a Dommel?
No, it's Breen Gleason. It's one of the sons.
I can't learn another
just,
one.
He looks just like Brendan Gleason.
There is a Gleason dynasty.
Oh my God! Yeah. Are they like the Arquettes?
Yeah, kinda. The
Hemsworths.
Most of the other Gleason kids feature in Irish.
They're the Irish, the Irish Hemsworths.
Yeah, but it's just like
stocky Irish actors.
That's just
not that Dommel's not stocky. He's a little guy.
Yeah, but he's the only one who's like burst out. But like, I always wonder about like the family dinners and stuff because it's going to be like. You know, the other Gleason kid. Because, you know, dad's obviously a big shot. Like, you know, he's often Harry Potter or the stuff like that. And then, like, you know, one kid's like, yeah, lads at the TV part. And then, like, so, Donald, what have you been doing? Like, yeah, I'm in Star Wars now. And I'm in about 50 other movies this year as well. And they're all multi-million dollar projects. And, yeah, I'm kind of a big deal now. Something.
I'm doing really good now that people aren't confusing me with the two twins from the Harry Potter series. So it's going pretty well.
I've heard so many people say that.
So that Peter Rabbit movie, huh?
Yeah.
Real stretch there for you.
Ooh. Yeah, way to go.
Yeah.
He's like, tell that to my bank account.
And he's like, okay, Paddington 2, cool your jets.
The thing of that, though, would be like, yeah, I'm in Paddington 2. You're in Peter Rabbit.
I'm the best thing. I wear a pink hat and a pink, at the end of the movie, I wear a giant pink chef's, what's that thing called? Toque? No, what's it? The hat.
Got a name?
That was always called a chef's hat.
No, it has a name. I can't remember right now.
Is it a toboggan?
Toboggan. French toboggan.
You see, I know a guy who was a head chef, and I was devastated when I found out. They don't actually wear those hats. Like, those are, like, this. It's either a very dated thing, or if it's just a thing for movies or whatever, but, like, yeah, you see him going, it's like he wears a little skull cap. It's like,
right, it's a toque. Oh. It's actually a toque blanc, which is French for a white hat.
Oh, yeah. Full of a toque.
But, full of a toque.
But I was devastated to learn like those big hats they don't use them in real life.
Alas,
like, yeah, this is devastating because I bought him one time. I was like, yeah, I'm never going to wear this. It's like, yeah, he just wears these little dowdy skull cap things that don't look glamorous.
No, most
at all.
Yeah, most it's usually for show in like a really nice restaurant. They might have a guy that's in one of those, but it's not for. He's not cooking usually.
Yeah,
he's like the head chef, and he's like. Because most of the time, a head chef, like a Gordon Ramsay, doesn't wear those because he's the head chef. So he's not, like, he doesn't even, he runs around and yells at people. He doesn't.
Yeah, swears at them.
I think I'm baffled by seeing Ramsay on screen, though, because he's always got this perfectly coiffed hair. Like, he looks like Alf with hair, you know. And it's just like, but he obviously spends a lot of time in that hair. But, like, you know.
Wait, you said Alf with hair.
Yeah, well,
Alf is hair.
Well, yeah,
what are you talking about?
Alf with a blonde bouffant at the top, at least.
Oh, okay, I got you. Oh, with a haircut, like an actual.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He does have that kind of that cowlick that it's like a cascade on the front.
Yeah.
It's quite nice.
But in folks in the kitchen, you wouldn't be Gordon Ramsay couldn't go in with that haircut. You'd have to have a hairnet on and stuff. It's like
no.
It's like, oh, Big Shot, do whatever you want.
You can't tell him what to do, Niall. He's Gordon Ramsay.
Maybe that's why he spends so much time on the hair. It's just like, oh, I spent 30 years with a hairnet, and now I finally get to let the mane free. So, yes. Of course, but every follicle is visible on camera now.
That's the power of HD. Well, I had one question. What do you think about the plan here, right? Because to me, it might just be me and I'm stupid. There's a flaw in the plan. I don't think they should be explaining here that the idea is for people infect everyone and then they panic, you know, and they have to get the cure within, how long is it, like a day?
20 hours, otherwise it's uncurable.
I think they should draw that out. You want to draw out the panic and the fear a bit longer. Make people maybe die within a week. Because I think if it's
have infected people, that would add a sense of urgency. Later on, there's one person infected, but it really is, it's okay. Like, it's like, okay, it's one person, but she's going to infect others. That is part of the story. Because remember, they let her off in the middle of Sydney. But they're trying to get there, but that's at the end of the movie. I would rather it happen now, and the IMF is under a huge time crunch. Where it's like, we're already in the 20 hours, and we have to get it now. Mm. That makes it more impossible.
Because earlier in the week, that I like the slow pace. To me, that's enjoyable. I like slow movies. But, you know, this is a big blockbuster action film. You think that would be the way to spice it up? That would be the way to keep it moving at a faster pace? I don't know why they didn't do your suggestion.
I don't know either. This thing has been rewritten so many times, and then it was also cut down extensively. So it's...
Cut down? Jeez.
It was 3 hours and 40 minutes.
Holy crap.
Well, I mean, with all the John Woo slow motion, what do you expect?
Yeah, it's just normal amount of movie. It's just all in slow motion. So.
There's no need for the slow motion, but I love it.
Well, that's a great place to go into Tech of the App when we're talking about slow-mo. So let's go into the Tech of the App. We're there.
We made it. We made it through.
Woo-hoo. This plastic is a little thick, but you should still be able to see each other. Let's try and come up with some Techs of the Apps. Chris, what do you think?
I like the little button, the morphine button.
The little button. Hello, little button.
That was my favorite thing in the hospital when I was on getting my surgeries. It's like, woohoo.
See, but yours was not a nurse button. It was a pain.
Mine was a morphine button, yeah.
Yep. See? I think it is a morphine button. He just thinks that's not going to call anybody.
Yeah, what are you doing? I'm calling the nurse. No, you're not. I know I'm not, but it's great.
That's a morphine button. That's a diuretic. We just keep pumping you full of diuretics every time you push that. So stop. What about you, John?
Oh, this is a toughie. There's not a lot going on in that department. Tech. Other than the button, what is there? The sheet that we've said? Well, that's about it, but we're kind of torn on that.
I mean, there's one glaring one, but I'll leave that to Niall.
Is there? The one I would say is, it doesn't appear. I think it appeared in the last minute. I think it was someone's tech of the app last minute, but the monitor that he does mention, because he starts reading his readouts, and he's like, oh, you know, blood pressure, friends of that, if they had that blood pressure, they'd be dead already. And there's almost a look of Brendan Gleeson's face, like he just, it's like, is this a crack about my weight? Like, are you trying to shame me in some way? But it's like, oh, wait, now you've infected me with something.
But the fact that I can't believe you didn't bring up the nipple.
Oh.
I thought that was going to be the tech of the app. That's okay. John, if you'd like to talk about the nipple, you may. Let's all take 1 second and say one word about the nipple that we think. I'll say large.
Hairy.
I'll say tender.
Ooh. Chris?
Free.
Free. Oh, what a nice way to do that. Yeah, that's nice. Good Lord. What are we talking about? Well, and I'm that was mine. Mine is the nipple. So you brought it to our attention, Niall, and now I can't think of anything else but that nipple.
I also enjoy his eyebrows. They're very ginger. And as a redhead.
Well, he is a ginger.
Yeah, I am a fellow redhead, but I do not have eyebrows like this. So I enjoy seeing it. It's a bit different.
I don't think I've ever seen a picture of you with your hair.
Ah, I have dark red flame hair. Very dark.
Very cool. Well, you can always just put on a wig and, you know.
I am staring at a dark red flame wig right now.
Yeah, you do have one. I know that. But, yeah, it's these are great techs of the apps. You guys have been great this week. Since it's Friday, you guys get to plug again. So let's plug your website and anything other projects you guys are working on you want to talk to people about.
Well, we are all over the internet. We're, if you go on Facebook, we have the Bat Minute Listeners Cave, where you can come and talk to us about our podcast, Bat Minute. That's probably the best place. Or Twitter. That's also good. Just at Bat Minute. Oh, or is it at the Bat Minute? No, that's Instagram. It's just at Bat Minute.
I thought you said Niall's the one that messes these things up.
Oh, gee. Well, I do this so much. It kind of just slips out of your head in a way. You can do something too much, I believe.
Yep. I agree. We're on the same page.
We don't have a website, but we're you know, on all the social media. And if you want to listen to the show, we're on all the podcast apps. I like Podcast Addict. Go and download that. Use that. But we're on iTunes, so you know, check us out there. Review us. Is there anything else we need to plug now? Are we doing anything else at the moment? No?
Not at the minute. Like, I just know.
Or 3 months from now?
I just know that the between me and John, like, either separately or together, we feature a range of Movies by Minute podcasts. So, you know, we did together. We did that How to Lose a Guy in 10 episodes quite recently. That's out there.
Oh yeah, we were guest hosts.
I did that with my wife.
Oh
hey,
and
yeah, it was like an appalling film. It was wonderful.
I know, like I was recently on the 2001 Minute. I think I'm doing Mad Max again next week, and then me and John also did Mad Max together last year. And if you go on the Movies by Minutes .com, is that what it's called? MoviesByMinutes.com. If you throw a dart at one of those shows, there's a good chance we're probably on it there somewhere. So, and they're all pretty good. So by all means, you should go and just check out that website and see what
they're all good. They're all good because of us, of course.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what makes them good. Well, thank you guys for being on. I know it's hard to with the time zone changes. We actually worked this out and actually made this convenient to both of us. So thank you so much for being on. We really appreciate it. I love your show and I love having you guys on.
Oh, thanks.
Thank
very
you
much.
Very much. Thank you. It was an honor.
It was an honor and a privilege. And you can find us at MinuteImpossible.com. It's got our merch, our Patreon. Go check out our Patreon. We've got a lot of tiers. All these things are super affordable, and we give a lot of extra content, like a Discord chat, live listen-ins to our live episodes we do. We don't do it every episode. Like, for instance, no one's listening to us doing this right now. But we also have special episodes that are Patreon-only feeds. So go check us out on Patreon at MinuteImpossible.com/Patreon. And you can find us on Facebook at the Impossible Minute Force. That's where we talk most of the time with our fans and our listeners. Thank you so much for being part of it this week. And we'll see you next week. Until then, I've been Jonathan.
I've been Chris.
I've been Niall.
I'm Batman.
Actually, no, I'm John.
I'm Batman.
This nipple will self-destruct.
Oh, the fairy finally went.
I felt like I had to do it.